Axis Mundi.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
You're listening to an Irreverent podcast. Visit irreverent.fm for more content from our amazing lineup of creators. Welcome to Straight White American Jesus. My name is Brad Onishi. I am faculty at the University of San Francisco. Our show is hosted in partnership with the CAP Center, UCSB. I'm here today with my co-host.
I'm Dan Miller, Associate Professor of Religion and Social Thought at Landmark College. As always, it's good to see you, Brad, even though we always spend our time talking about things that are not that pleasant to talk about.
Well, something that is pleasant, Dan, is the fact that we have a new Straight White American Jesus seminar planned and scheduled and ready to go. So we announced that last week. We let our patrons know early and some other folks were on a waiting list. We've already got just about a third of the spots filled in about 2 or 3 days. So, Dan, you hosted the, well, not hosted, you taught the first Straight White American Jesus seminar last month. It was called Pure America, Religion, Race, Nation. What was it like? I mean, if you sign up for one of these seminars, what happens in terms of like the live meeting?
So the live meeting is, for me, it was the best part. So what people get, you and I make a video ahead of each thing where we sort of discuss the topics. People are given some materials that they can read if that's how they want to prepare for that time. But then it's a 2-hour live session. It's virtual, obviously, but it is live and synchronous. And that was the highlight. I talked for a while, but I learned so much from the different group. You and I teach classes that are full of students who sometimes don't want to be there, or it's like the only thing that fit in their schedule, or their advisor said they had to, or whatever. Or they're just entitled college students who kind of don't get what a privilege that is, right? It was a great group. Everybody wanted to be there, and people participated, and we had people from all different kinds of backgrounds and walks of life who are sharing great insights. And so really it was sort of a 2-hour just discussion. For those who listen to the things we do and want a deeper dive, or they like it when we kind of get a little bit geekier, it's really sort of custom made for them. Trying to be responsive to what people want. That's this. And another piece of it is getting feedback about future seminars. So it was really great. It was a great highlight. People also get the opportunity, if they want it, to have a kind of a one-on-one session for half an hour with me, and I've had a number of those, and those have been great. And again, just great feedback. So really, really excited about how it turned out, and excited to do it again in January.
So check out our website, straightwhiteamericanjesus.com. Go to the seminars tab. You'll see that there's 4 Tuesdays in January where this is happening. Don't be intimidated. You don't need to have a seminary degree or a master's degree in philosophy or social theory or something. As long as you want to learn and you want to make new forms of community and have great discussions, that's all you need. So check it out and email us or reach out if you have any questions. All right, Dan, let's jump in. And we're going to start today with a topic that might seem a little different for us, a little change of pace, but it's going to lead to some really important themes, and that is fatherhood and paternity leave. Some of you might have noticed that last weekend there was a real freak out on the right about paternity leave because Pete Buttigieg has, with his husband, just adopted twins and is on paternity leave, has been since August for about two and a half months at this point. And so there was a freak out. Now, let's just be honest. Part of the freak out, Dan, is that this is a gay couple and they are taking care of kids. And so for many on the right, there's going to be a reaction that is negative just by default. Okay. But I do think that some of the reactions provide a window into important issues about how conservatives and MAGA Nation understand our country and understand what it means to be a community. And so let's go through this. You ready? So Tucker Carlson says, paternity leave, they call it, trying to figure out how to breastfeed. No word on how that went. He's talking about, you know, Pete Buttigieg, and he's like, basically, paternity leave comes down to, well, let me back up. There's no reason for him to have paternity leave because there's no breastfeeding going on, apparently. I mean, this is Tucker Carlson conjecturing. And so there's no reason for Pete Buttigieg to be on paternity leave. He's not breastfeeding the baby. And so who knows what he's up to, right? This is a waste of time. So that's Tucker Carlson. Then there's Matt Walsh. Matt Walsh is a huge voice on the right. Something like 500,000 Twitter followers, podcast, is pretty much the embodiment of a troll. Like, if you just wanted to see a right-wing troll in person, you just need to meet Matt Walsh. Here's what he tweets. The thing about paternity leave is there isn't much for dad to do when the baby is a newborn, especially if mom is breastfeeding. His main role is to take care of mom as she recovers. But of course, that doesn't apply to Buttigieg, so I'm not sure why he needs paternity leave at all. People are saying dad needs paternity leave for, quote, bonding time. Sure, a week or something is fine, but the baby isn't going to bond with dad much until he's a little older, and we shouldn't be paying cabinet secretaries to stay home for 2 months for bonding time, quote unquote. Anyway, so there you go. There's Matt Walsh. Now there's Steven Crowder. Crowder is an even more bombastic provocateur on the right, hosts the Louder with Crowder, Louder with Crowder show. And agrees with Matt Walsh, quote tweets Matt Walsh and says, as a dad going through this right now, everything Matt Walsh has said is accurate. Paternity leave, and there is graphic language coming, everybody. Paternity leave is for pussies. Full disclosure, I provide 2 weeks paternity leave for my male employees. So Dan, I think we want to get into some theoretical components to all of this, but I'll just ask you, you're a dad. You have gone through this process of having two newborns in your home. Was there nothing for you to do while your partner was breastfeeding, recovering, doing, you know, fill in the blank? Were you just watching football, eating some tacos and just, you know, having a good time? How did it go for you? I mean, anecdotally, Dan, how does your experience match up with Matt Walsh and Tucker Carlson and what these guys are saying?
Thanks for listening to this free preview of our Swag episode. In order to get access to the full episode and so much more, become a Straight White American Jesus premium subscriber by clicking the link in the show notes. It'll take you like 2 clicks, I promise. In addition to getting access to this episode, you'll have access to the entire Swag archive, over 550 episodes. You'll also get an extra episode every month, ad-free listening, Discord access, and so much more. All that for less than $6 a month, and it helps us keep our flag up, and continue to safeguard democracy from religious nationalism, extremism, and rising authoritarianism. Check it out. It's not hard, I promise.